come in the first place.
耶稣到这世界上来就是要来死的。
He came just to die.
那么你说这个杯什么意思呢？
Then what does the cup mean?
父啊，若是能行，求你叫这个杯离开我。
Father, if it's all possible, depart this cup from me.
当耶稣祷告这个杯离开他的时候，他是不是用肉体的情欲来祷告？ 用怕死的小胆来祷告，用不肯担当我们的罪的这一种心情来祷告。
Was Jesus praying because he was afraid? Was he physically frightened when he prayed?
绝对不是。
No.
那耶稣祷告这个杯离开他什么意思？
What does it mean then to pray for the cup to leave him?
我相信连这个祷告也合上帝的旨意。
I think that even this prayer is in accordance to the will of God.
你说如果这个祷告也合上帝的旨意，
You say if it's in accordance to the will of God.
为什么下面呢？ 记载说不是照我的意思，是照你的意思。
Why did he add another phrase? Not by my will, but by your will.
后面这句话岂不告诉我们基督的意思跟父的上帝是不相同的？
Does that not mean that the will of Jesus was different from the will of God?
所以他说不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
And so he said not by my will, but by your will.
也不是的。
这段圣经就变得很深奥，很深的奥秘在里面。There's deep mystery in this verse.
为什么耶稣的祷告跟父的祷告是没有相悖的呢？
Why do we say that his prayer is in accordance to the will?
如果没有相悖，
if it's in accordance，
为什么需要提到不是照我的意思，是照你的意思？
Why did he say not by my will but by your will?
这句话岂不证明耶稣的意思跟父的意思是不一样的？
Does this phrase not tell us that his will was different from the Father?
不是的。
No.
现在请你注意听下面几句话。
Listen to this carefully.
不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
When Jesus said not by my will but by your will，
这表示圣父圣子是不同位格，有不同的意志的本体。
It means that God the Father, God the Son are two different persons of the Triune God.
父有父的意志。
God the Father has his
own will. 只有子的意志。
God the Son has his own will.
这表示不同位格的意思。
This is different persons.
不是照我的意思。
Not by my will.
来照你的意思。
But by your will.
这句话是表示有不同的意志，不同的位格，不等于耶稣基督是违背上帝旨意。
It means that there are two persons in the triune God, but it does not mean that Jesus was against the will of God.
你说我还不能接受。
You say I cannot accept this.
不是照我的意思，照你的意思表示不同意思吗？
It means simply that there are no two different wills.
不同意思为什么解释成不同意志呢？
How can you say that they are the same will?
圣父是差遣的。
God the Father is the
sender. 圣子是被差遣的。
God the Son was sent.
圣子进了人性的里面的时候，
when God the Son entered into humanity,
就有人性特殊的环境，人性特殊的感受，这是不能否认的。
We cannot deny that he entered into a special circumstance of human being.
这些经历原是在神性永恒里面不一样的。
These are experiences that were different from God's divinity.
圣经记载耶稣进到科西玛尼园的时候，
the Bible tells us when Jesus entered into the Garden of Gethsemane,
惊恐起来，
he was afraid.
这个惊恐什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
是不是他根本没有足够的能力变成一个没有把握的人惧怕起来呢？
Does that mean that he did not have enough power?
这不过是表示他是人，有人之常情，有人之心理反应的一种活动而已。
It tells us that he was truly human, and he had the responses of a normal human being.
那么，唐牧师，请你解释这个杯什么意思？
So, Reverend Tong, can you explain what this cup
means? 请你叫这个杯离开我。
Can you move this
cup? 如果可能的话，
if it is possible,
叫这个杯离开我。
Remove the cup from me.
这个杯是什么呢？
What is this cup?
这个杯不是怕死。
This cup is not a fear.
这个杯是与父神隔开。
This cup represents a separation from the Father.
隔绝。
Total separation.
是一件从来没有的经验。
It was something that he has never
experienced. 如果可能，不要有这件事情。
If it is possible, let us not have this.
这个隔绝怎么表达出来呢？
How did this separation was expressed?
真正产生出来的时候，
when it actually happened,
直接大声发，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开？
The son cried loudly, my God, why have you forsaken me?
父与子隔绝的时候，
when the father was separated from the son,
历史上在永恒中间， 绝对没有办法了解的一件事。
This is something that we will never understand in eternity itself.
三位一体的上帝竟然有一段时间是不一体的吗？
The triune God at a certain part in time was not together.
三位一体的上帝曾经有一段是父子相隔绝的吗？
There was a time where the father was separated from the son.
如果是的话，
if the answer is yes,
那我们就明白了，这不是指他怕死。
It means that Jesus was not afraid of dying.
基督不愿意父分开，
but he was not willing to be separated from the father.
不愿意有这样一个时刻，
he was not willing for that time to come.
就是我的上帝离开我，
That is my God has left
me. 为什么要离开我？
Why did he leave
我常在地上做讨他喜悦的事情。
I am always pleasing to him on
earth. 他永远是常与我同在。
He is always with me.
我常遵行他的旨意。
I am always obedient. 凡
我说的都是他吩咐我说的。
All that I say is according to his
will. 凡我做的都是他叫我做的。
Everything that I've done is according to his
will. 我在地上是遵行天父的旨意。
On earth I do his will.
我在人间是以父的事为念。
And I take care of his matters.
我常住在我父的家里。
Because I live with him.
我从来没有做不讨他喜悦的事情。
I've never been unpleasing to him.
我常做讨他喜悦的事情。
I'm always pleasing to him.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，许多人就信他。
When Jesus said this, many people believed.
我每次读到那一节，我都会很辛苦、很流泪、很感动。
Every time I read that verse, I'm always deeply moved.
原来叫人家信不是很有口才讲到人家会信。
When we preach, it's not that we articulate.
别人叫人的信不是用力。
When we want people to believe, we do not give them profits.
叫人家信，是因为你常做父所学的事，人家看见了，人家就会信。
You are able to convince people to believe because you are always in accordance to the will of God, and people see that.
甚至一生一世，没有一分一秒离开上帝的旨意。
God the Son has never departed from the will of God.
Even one second, one minute.
Even for a second. 那
这位甚至这样完全遵行上帝的旨意，为什么父要离开他？
With such a perfect obedience, why did God the Father leave him?
所以这是我们绝对不能明白的事情。
This is something we can never understand.
当马丁路德思想那句话的时候，
When Martin Luther looked at this
verse, 我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？
my God, why have you forsaken me?
有一天在受难节的时候。
There was a Good Friday.
Martin Luther 禁食祷告。
Martin Luther was fasting and praying. He meditated on this verse. A few hours later, all of a sudden he stood up and he hit the table. He said something that the Germans can never escape.
上帝离开上帝，谁能明白？他就走了。
God left God, who can understand this?
就德国人是很直的。
And Germans are very
strong. 他不能明白就不能明白。
If they cannot understand, they'll just say.
他想了几个钟头不明白。
After a few hours,
他们坐直。
He hit the table.
上帝离开上帝。
God left God.
谁能明白？
Who can comprehend?
他就不想下去了。
And then he
没有办法想下去了。
He cannot answer it.
到现在他也不明白。
Until today, he cannot understand.
就那一天就明白了。
And he ended there.
所以连马丁路德都明白，我怎么会明白？
Even Martin Luther cannot understand.
所以我们不明白也很正常。
So it's normal for us not to comprehend.
但我发现，
But I discovered this.
耶稣第一句话讲，父啊，赦免他的时候。
When Jesus said, Lord, Father, forgive them.
他用的名词是不一样。
He used a different term.
但第四句讲，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？他的称呼又不一样。
But later on, he used the term, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
第一句话，第七句话，他讲，父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里，名词又再不一样。
And then by the seventh phrase is different again. He said, Father, I give you my soul.
所以这样在十字架上耶稣称呼上帝用两种不同的名称。
Jesus used two different terms to address the Father.
最先的一句跟最后的一句是父啊父啊。
The first phrase and the last phrase he used the term Father.
中间的一句是我的上帝我的上帝。
And then he used my God my God.
那么你说这个不同到底带来什么重要的意义在里面呢？
Is there very important significance here?
当耶稣基督说父啊的时候，他是以圣子对圣父的身份来讲法。
When Jesus used the phrase Father, he was talking as God the Son to God the Father.
所以第一节跟最后一节
，first phrase and the last phrase，
圣子成为代人向神祷告的祭司。
God the Son was representing man speaking to God the Father.
最后一句父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里。
The last phrase, Father, I give commit to your hands, I commit my soul.
圣子完全要差遣他来，要他遵行旨意使命，总结出交账的一句话。
It is a summary of what the mission of Jesus was all about.
那么第四句话什么意思呢？
But the fourth phrase is,
我的上帝，我的上帝，
my God,
为什么你离开我？
Why have you forsaken me?
基督是上帝，上帝之上还有上帝吗？
How can there be a God above God?
所以这句话一定是他站在人性的地位上才讲这句话。
Surely he was representing humanity when he said that.
如果基督站在人性上讲这句话，
In his humanity he spoke it.
这样我就明白，他只有在人性上才能死。
Then I can understand that only in his humanity can he die.
神是不能死的。
Because God cannot die.
基督的肉身中间为我们死。
Jesus died for us physically.
在肉身中间为我们定了罪案。
And he was judged in this physical.
在肉身中间担当我们的罪。
He bore our sins physically.
他以人受苦的身份说，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？
As a suffering human, he called upon God and asked him why he has forsaken him.
这件事情绝对不能像 第一世纪Serentos异端的解释法。
But we cannot have a Serentos explanation, which is
Serentos是一个异端，是Gnostic的一个见解。
Serentos is a Gnostic, a heretic.
他活的时代，也就是司机约翰还没有死的时代。
He was in the era of John the Baptist.
他的解释搅乱的是一个基督徒的信仰。
His explanation confused many people.
他讲什么话呢？
What did he say?
他说耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，也就是神性离开他的时候。
He said when Jesus was on the cross, his divinity left him.
所以他说，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么你离开我？
And so he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
换一句话说，耶稣在十字架上就结束了基督的身份。
In other words, when he was on the cross, he was no longer the Christ.
那么你说，耶稣基督这个名词在什么时候才适当用的？
So when should we use the word Jesus Christ?
就是当神性跟他结合的开始，他是耶稣基督。 当神经离开的时候，他是耶稣，不是基督。
And his explanation was that when divinity was upon him, he was the Christ. When divinity was not with him, he is not the Christ.
那么如果你把这一辈子的事情再研究下去的话，
If you extend the understanding,
就变成docetism。
It becomes docetic
understanding. Docetism 是从希腊文 docaio 这个字来的。
Docetism comes from the Greek word docaio.
Docaio 的意思就是犯淫的意思。
Docaio means adultery.
就是不是犯淫，不是犯淫乱。 幻影 is only a shadow.
Oh, shadow.
Only a shadow, only an image, but no reality. 有影子，有幻影，而没有实体的意思。
It is a mirage without the actual body.
所以呢，意思就是说，当耶稣生下来的是一个普通的人。
It means that Jesus was born as a normal human being.
基督来到他身上，他就变成又神又人。
But Christ came upon his body and he became truly man and truly God.
那个时候开始。 他就叫做耶稣基督。
And from that time onwards, we address him as Jesus Christ.
基督离开他的时候，
But when Christ left him,
又变成普通的人。
He became a normal human being.
那个时候他接触耶稣基督，变成一个耶稣。
And he was just Jesus.
所以从这个Docetism的思想来看，
In the understanding of the Docetics,
耶稣是耶稣，
Jesus is a human.
后来就变成耶稣基督。
And then later become Jesus Christ.
后来基督走了，他变成耶稣。
And Christ left and he became Jesus again.
耶稣基督什么时候合在一起呢？
When was the combination?
所以 Serentos 的思想，
In the thoughts of Serentos,
耶稣受洗的时候，
In the baptism of Jesus Christ,
基督跟他在一起，
Christ came to him.
当耶稣钉十字架的时候，
But in his crucifixion,
基督跑掉了，
Christ left.
所以当基督跑掉的时候， 他吓死了。
And so he was afraid.
他就喊， 我的上帝， 我的上帝， 为什么离开我？
And he shouted, my God, my God.
这是第一世纪的异端。
This is a heretical understanding of first century.
这种异端不相信道成肉身。
They do not believe in God incarnate.
所以这个 保这个约翰的约翰一书第四章告诉我们，Apostle
John wrote in 1 John chapter 4，
凡灵不认耶稣是道成肉身来的，他就是渺茫的灵，他就是这世界的灵，就是地基督的灵。
Any spirit that does not acknowledge that Jesus came as man is the spirit that's
antichrist. 那要讲的是什么呢？
What does this mean?
就是耶稣基督生下来就是耶稣基督。
It means Jesus was born as Christ.
你说怎么可以证明这个事呢？
How do we prove this?
天使说，
The angel said,
今日在大卫城里，
Today in the city of David,
为你生了主基督， 对不对啊？ 主基督，
Lord,
不但是生了耶稣， 生了主基督。
Not only was Jesus born,
所以在这样基督教的圣经呢，
The Christian Bible,
天衣无缝，
is consistent
throughout. 异端没有办法随便动摇的。
It is not something that can be shaken by the
heretics. 我们的解经，
Our interpretation,
我们严谨到一个程度，
is so stringent,
不让任何异端的思想有可能动摇我们纯正的信。
So much so that our purity in faith cannot be shaken by the heretics.
我很遗憾，每一个城市参加的人不太多。
I'm quite regretful that not many people participate in.
虽然很多人已经安慰我，这样的查经班除了你别人都不能了。Many
people comfort me and say that you already have many audiences.
这是从亚当以来新加坡开过最大的查经班了。
And you say it's about the biggest Bible study in Singapore.
谢谢你安慰我很多。Thank
you for your comfort.
但是我告诉你，如果更多人知道这些的道理，
But I think that if more people understand,
你们就不容易被动摇了。
You will not be shaken easily.
Amen. 所以耶稣基督是生下就是基督。
Jesus was born as Christ.
有时候我不太怪天主教徒说耶稣玛利亚是上帝的母亲。
Sometimes I do not blame the Roman Catholics for saying Mary is the mother of God.
这句话, Latin 叫 Theodogos.
In Latin is Theodogos.
这句话真正的意思要表达什么呢?
What does the word mean?
就是耶稣的神性在母胎里面已经有了。
It does mean that the divinity of Jesus started as a fetus.
就表示玛利亚怀了有神性的耶稣，所以说她是上帝的母亲。
And that's why they call Mary the mother of God.
而我们普通不明白就以为玛利亚是上帝的母亲，岂有此理。
And we do not understand this and we think that Mary is the actual mother of God.
这个是从 Chalcedonian Creed里面提出来。
This is the Chalcedonian Creed.
今天我不在这里教神学。
I do not want to teach theology.
我不要太详细太冗长的解释下去。
So not too much details
here. 但是你们听了这些重要的道理。
But when you hear these messages,
你就觉得基督教的信仰是天衣无缝，圣经的记载是前后印证，是非常贯彻始终的事情。
You will see that the Bible is consistent from the beginning to the end.
现在我们回头谈到这个事情。
Let us go back to it.
当耶稣说我的上帝，我的上帝离开我的时候，
When Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就是指圣父暂且离开他。
It means that God the Father left temporarily.
这个离开到底是谁的意思呢？
But whose will is it for him to leave?
是基督的意思呢？
Was it the will of Christ?
或者是父的意思？
Or the will of the Father?
耶稣说呢， 不是照我的意思，是照你的意思。
Jesus said, not by my will, but by your will.
所以我是不要离开你， 但如果你要离开， 我也没有办法， 所以不照我的意思， 照你的意思吧， 是这样吗？
Does that mean that it is by the will of Father to leave him?
真难， 真难。
It is very difficult.
我告诉你， 父子同样不要离开你。
God the Father and God the Son are both not willing.
父爱子，子爱父，他们父子不要分开。
The Father loved the Son loved the Father.
所以当耶稣说，若是可能，你就这边离开我，根本不是表示他上帝有不同的意思。
It doesn't mean that Jesus had a different will from the Father.
他有不同的意志，但是没有不同的意思。
They have a different understanding, but not the same will.
They have a different will in their different person, but they have the same direction and the same content of the will. 这个是很难了解的事情。
This is something difficult to understand.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
当耶稣说不是照我的意思，
When Jesus said not by my
照你的意思的时候，
will, but by your will,
就提了一个非常反合性的意思出来了。
There is a very paradoxical understanding here.
什么叫做 paradoxical? 就是好像不对，但是对。
It paradox is something that doesn't look right, but it's
right.
父啊，父啊，
若是可能， 你把这个杯除掉。
Father, if it's possible, remove this cup.
那意思就是什么？ If it is possible, I do not want this to happen. That is, you shouldn't separate from me. Father,
意思就是，如果可能的话，你不应该离开我。父也不要离开他。The Father also does not want to leave him.
这样祷告不是违背上帝的旨意。So
his prayer is not against God's will.
但是表示他有自己的位格。But
it means that he is a person.
父有自己的位格。And
God is Father is a person.
既然没有违背上帝的意思，为什么后来上帝离开他呢？
But in the end, God did leave him.
请你注意听下面的话。Listen
to this carefully.
因为这是永恒奥秘中的赎罪里面的反合性。
This is a paradox in the matter of salvation. So that you and I can return to God. God the Son must be separated from God the Father for a period of time. So that we will be blessed. The Son must take on the curses. So that we can have new life. God the Son must die. And this is the will of the sending. This is not different will between son and father.
什么叫做差遣的旨意呢?
What does this sending
mean?
God sent the son to be a sacrifice for man.
被差遣就要死,
to be sent, he must die.
被差遣就要受审判,
and he must be judged.
被差遣就要被丢弃,
since he is sent, he must be deserted.
被差遣就要被隔绝,
he must be separated.
所以这不是永恒父子之间不同的意见。
Although it's not a different will between the Father and the Son.
这个这是在被差遣的时刻中，你一定要发生的事情。
But this was something that must happen as the sent one.
基督教的奥秘就是如此。
This is the mystery of Christianity.
救恩很难明白的事情就是如此。
This is something difficult to understand in salvation.
所以就有这样的父爱，我的上帝，我的上帝。 为什么离开我?
And so Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这个时刻真正来到的时候,
when this time it arrives,
最难当的时刻,
it is the hardest time.
你还记得耶稣在约翰十二章怎么祷告呢?
Jesus prayed in Gospel chapter 12, Father,
求你救我脱离这时刻,
save me from this moment.
没有人这样祷告的,
no one prayed like this.
多数的人, 主啊, 救我脱离这灾难,
many people pray, God, deliver me from this disaster.
救我脱离这危险,
deliver me from this danger.
救我脱离这个坏蛋,
deliver me from this person.
我们没有人祷告, 救我脱离这个时刻,
we never pray that we live from this moment. Because when we leave the moment, we will die. What does it mean then?
这表示永恒中间有差遣的旨意里面有一段反合性的时刻是必要。
It means that there is a moment that is paradoxical, that is of absolute necessity.
所以基督这个祷告,
the prayer of Jesus Christ,
永远想也不能想到整个到底是怎样的意义,
is something that I can never completely comprehend.
但是既然我表达了我这一生几十年所思想的一些的内容,
but I expressed to you some of the summarized thoughts I have.
大声祷告,
he prayed loudly,
他流泪祷告,
with tears,
他恳切祷告,
and prayed earnestly,
他敬虔祷告,
and he prayed with sincerity.
基督给我们的榜样, 祷告所提出来四样状况,
these are the four things that Jesus showed to us.
我不是说每一次祷告要大声祷告,
I'm not saying that every time you pray you must pray loudly.
你的丈夫半夜睡觉, 你起来大声祷告, 打一巴掌我就不知道了。
Your husband will slap you if you do that in the middle of the night.
我不是说我们一定要流泪祷告,
I'm not saying we pray we must cry.
当你需要流泪的时候, 不要止住他,
but when you need to cry, do not stop.
当你需要流泪祷告, 让他流泪祷告,
when you need to pray in tears, let it carry on.
表示你真的投入,
it means that you are fully committed. There is a need to express your emotions. This is important. After we become adults,
我们能够为真理, 为人的需要, 为真正的世界的大局,
there's value for us to shed tears for the truth and for the true need of the world.
因为你已经长大成人, 为了给蚊子咬流泪,
if you are crying because you are bitten by the mosquito, there's no value in it.
为了你长得不够漂亮, 流泪,
there's no value to cry over your looks as
为了人轻看你,
流泪,
流泪也没有价值,
there's no value to cry over despising
by people. 那些苦难, 正是好机会, 使你借着磨练自己成长的时候,
because all these suffering are useful to you for training purpose.
基督三次,
Jesus cried three times.
没有一次为自己的苦难,
not a single time was for his own suffering.
基督35次行神迹,
he had 35 miracles.
没有一次为方便自己,
not a single one was for his own
convenience.
He did not perform a single miracle for his
own pain.
He had never cried for his own problems. He has never shed a tear for his own
happening.
He cried.
都是为别人的需要,
he cried for others.
他在橄榄山上,
when he was on the Mount of Olives, and look at Jerusalem,
哀哭,
he cried,
耶路撒冷, 耶路撒冷,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
你不知道你要成为荒场,
you do not know that you will be the wilderness.
多次像母鸡, 聚集小鸡, 只是你不愿意,
like a hen, I gathered you together.
他为那些没有觉悟性, 面向沉沦的那些民族痛苦,
he cried for the people who are heading towards destruction.
耶稣基督在拉萨路坟墓面前哭了,
and Jesus cried in front of the grave of Lazarus.
这个在希腊文只有两个字,
in Hebrew there's only two words,
中文用四个字,
in Chinese there's four words,
耶稣哭了,
in English only two words, Jesus cried,
就是两个字,
only two words,
耶稣哭,
Jesus cried,
哭了, 为什么哭呢?
Why?
因为他知道, 他要救人, 就成为人要杀他的原因,
because he knows that people will want to kill him because he is going to resurrect the dead.
基督把拉萨路救出来的时候,
when Jesus resurrected Lazarus,
死了复活,
the dead was resurrected,
那些人应当马上跪下来认罪求饶相信耶稣才对,
those people ought to have kneeled down and repented.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
耶稣使拉萨路复活的那一天, 也是犹太人决定要把他杀死的同一天,
the day when he resurrected Lazarus was the same day where they decided to kill him.
他们杀死他是因为看他使拉萨路复活,
and they decided to kill him because they saw that he could resurrect
Lazarus. 我到今天有点不明白的就是这件事,
I cannot understand this till today.
明明看见耶稣人叫人活, 他还要叫耶稣死,
they saw Jesus resurrecting someone from the dead and they still want to kill him.
有胆子比这个更大呢?
Can you even be more courageous than that?
一个人叫人活的, 你叫他死, 他若不死活过来，不是把你杀死了吗？
A person who can resurrect the dead is of great power.
能叫死了四天的活的，你还敢弄他死？
And how come you are still so daring? You want to kill him?
大的不得了。
They are of great courage.
耶稣早就知道了。
But Jesus knew this.
我把真理告诉你。
I tell you the truth.
你们也因此想要杀我。
And because of that, you want to kill me.
我把生命带给你。
I give you the life.
你们要把死亡带给我。
But you give me death.
这是人间最大的矛盾。
This is the greatest controversy
in life. 人类文化最大的讽刺。
The biggest insult in human culture.
基督就来到罪人中间，活生生的交给人来把他处死。
And Jesus came and gave of himself to man to die.
第三次耶稣的哀哭。
The third time he cried.
就是这里记载的。
It's recorded right here.
我相信是在这个克西马尼大声哀哭。
I believe this is the same as the Garden of Gethsemane.
很奇怪的，没有人记载。
But there's no recording.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为彼得、雅各、约翰都在睡觉。
Because Peter, James, and all these people are not sleeping.
所以他们听不见耶稣哀哭的声音。
So they did not hear Jesus crying.
圣灵才感动希伯来书的作者把这件事记载下来。
And the Holy Spirit moved the author of Hebrew to record this.
他是敬虔的。
He is sincere.
大声哀哭。
He cried loudly.
流泪祷告。
He cried with tears.
祷告那一位能救他免死的。
To call to the one who could save him.
不是他不要死。
Not that he did not want to die.
要死谁来？
He wanted to die.
就因为他要死。
Because he wanted to die.
他成了人。
He became a human being. He prayed. He was not willing to be separated. But in the end, by the sending will of the Father, he needed to be separated. And he was totally obedient. And then verse 9 tells us. It's a very important verse. Let's read verse 7 and 8 again.
一二三，基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。第八节，一同来读：他虽然为儿子，还是因为所受的苦难，学了顺从。再一次，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难，学了顺从。那这每一节需要用的时间是多的不得了的。
It is, we need a lot of time to understand all these verses.
你注意第七节的最后一句话。
The last portion of verse 7.
因为他的虔诚，他蒙了应允。
And he was heard because of his reverent submission.
应允是什么？
What kind of submission?
他求什么蒙应允？
What was he answered with?
到底上帝应允他什么？
What did God answer him with?
应允他什么祷告？
What kind of prayer did he
have? 他的虔诚。
It was because of his submission.
请你注意，我下面要讲的一段很可怕的话语。
I want to say something that's terrifying.
这就是回教徒的解释。
And this is an explanation by the Muslim.
回教徒说
，The Muslim says,
耶稣在克西马尼
，In the Garden of Gethsemane,
真正祷告不必死。
He was praying not to die.
这样好
，I'm such a good
person. 这样遵行你的旨
意 ，I fulfill your will.
难道你还要我死
？You still want me to die?
你救我免死吧
！You save me.
上帝啊
，Oh God,
我是你的
，I am yours.
你救我免死
，Save me from dying.
上帝看待这样好的人。
And God saw
这样敬虔，就垂听他的祷告。
And God listened to him.
所以耶稣就不必死了。
So he did not die.
那么哪一种回教徒这样解释呢？
What type of Muslim says?
就是那些相信巴拿巴福音的回教徒这样解释。
And these are the Muslims that believe in the gospel according to
Barnabas. 那么哪一种回教徒相信巴拿巴福音呢？
And what kind of Muslim believe in that?
我感觉大多数没有深深研究宗教的。回教徒是这样解释。
I think most Muslims who does not understand religion will
believe. 你说唐牧师是不是所有回教徒都这样解释
you may ask Reverend Tong, is this the common explanation by the Muslims?
我说不是。
I say no.
那么你说什么叫做巴拿巴福音呢？
What is the gospel according to
巴拿巴福音是许多普通回教徒所接受的一种异端。
This is a heretical teaching that many Muslims accept.
这本书是什么呢？
What is this gospel?
是巴拿巴福音。
巴
拿巴福音是不是第二世纪那本巴拿巴书信？不是。
It is not the same as the episode of Barnabas.
巴拿巴书信是真正在第二世纪存在过的历史上一本书。
The second century that is actually an episode by Barnabas. 但是
巴拿巴福音从来在历史上在十五世纪以前从来没有出现。
But the gospel of Barnabas never existed.
那么巴拿巴福音是什么呢？
What type of gospel is this?
是十五世纪以后
It is something that came after
有一个伪教徒
as a Muslim,
冒充巴拿巴的名字写了一本有关于耶稣的福音
who used this name and wrote a gospel.
原来耶稣基督在世界上的生活
the life of Jesus on earth,
被记载在马太马可路加还有什么 约翰四本福音，对不对呢？
Was recorded in the four gospels we are familiar with.
不单如此，
not only that.
当第四纪结束的时候，
at the end of the first century,
流行在当时世界的福音一共有75本。
There were 75 different gospels in circulation.
75种。
75 different.
但上帝不承认其中的71种。
But God did not pick 71.
只承认四种。
Only the four.
是圣灵启示的。
Inspired by the Holy
Spirit,
Matthew,
Mark,
Mark,
Luke, Luke, John,
and John.
那么那七十一本里面有没有巴拿巴福音呢？
What about the Gospel of Barnabas?
It was in 71 which had been rejected by the Lord. No, doesn't contain it. 所以巴拿巴福音是这几百年来才有一本书。
It is something that emerged suddenly.
这本书最先被发现在哪里呢？
When was it first discovered?
在梵蒂冈天主教总部的图书馆。
It was found in the library of the Vatican.
为什么会在里面呢？
Why was it there?
很可能是有人流行了，后来被天主教发现了，把它收起来，没收了，就把它存在图书馆。
Probably it was confiscated and kept there.
后来世界就没有人有这本书。
And no one had this book.
后来呢，有人从这个天主教梵蒂冈的这一个图书馆里面找出来，就把它写印出来，就把它广传出去。
And later somebody took the book from Vatican Library and then it circulated.
巴拿巴福音讲什么呢？
What does this gospel say?
请你注意听哦。
Listen to this carefully.
巴拿巴福音说，
The gospel says,
耶稣在克西马尼园祷告，
When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
虔诚到一个地步，
He was so sincere,
打动上帝的心，
He moved the heart of God,
上帝就下来拯救他，
And God saved him,
脱离犹大出卖他的这个陷阱。
From the betrayer of Judas.
怎样救他呢？
How was he saved?
上帝的大能，
the power of God,
就是耶稣不必死，
prevented Jesus from dying.
什么办法呢？把耶稣的面改一改，变成犹大。
They changed the face of Jesus into that of Judas.
把犹大的面改一改，变成耶稣。
And changed the face of Judas to Jesus.
最后他们抓耶稣是抓到犹大。
In the end, when they captured Jesus,
耶稣的面既然变成犹大，他们不抓他，他就溜走了。
And Jesus was able to escape them.
所以这就是这个一般的回教徒说，上帝因他的虔诚救他免死，是这样解释。
That's why many Muslims believe that Jesus was not able to die because of that.
当前面半段我解释你不明白为什么要一直讲不是免死不是免死，其实原来有撒旦很大的计划在后面。
That's why I kept emphasizing that it was not that Jesus asked not to die.
耶稣是死了。
Jesus did die.
如果我们相信一个没有死的耶稣，
if we believe in the Jesus who did not die, 全
本圣经十字架的道理就没有意思了。
There is no meaning to the
对不对？
message of the cross.
如果我们相信那个后来没有死的耶稣，
if we believe in the Jesus that escaped,
全本就有先知提到那流血为我们赦罪那个神的儿女，神的儿子这个全言救恩的全言就没有意思了。
Or the Old Testament prophecy about this son who is to die will be
meaningless.
So we cannot compromise.
十字架的道理，
it is the message of the cross.
神独一的救法，
the only way of God.
为什么那一本书叫做巴拿巴福音呢？
Why was this gospel called the gospel of Barnabas?
这个犹太人知道保罗跟巴拿巴曾经激烈辩论，后来分家。
Because they know that Paul had argument with Barnabas.
所以他们就假设真正的基督教已经不存在了。
And they assume that the real Christianity does not exist.
真正的基督教是在巴拿巴那边。
And it is in the hands of Barnabas.
而保罗是混乱进来，假作使徒，把基督教改头换面，变成十字架的道理。
The theory is that Paul is the one that changed the whole Christianity.
所以我告诉你，这是历史上很可怕的一个布局。
This is a very frightening trick.
有一些回教徒不接受巴拿巴书。
And some Muslims does not accept this.
但是有许多的回教徒是接受。
But many of them do.
那我要再问一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
巴拿巴福音真的不可靠吗？
Is it completely unreliable then?
有没有可能那才是真正的福音呢？
Is it possible that that is actually the true gospel?
绝对不可能。
Absolutely no.
两个原因。
There are two reasons.
里面的语法不是第一世纪的，是十五、十六世纪的语法，所以不可能是第一世纪。
The way language was used in this book is from the 15th century.
每一个时代用的文法都不一样。
All the syntax and grammar used every generation.
毛泽东时代跟这个邓小平时代用的语法也不一样的。
The way Mao Zedong wrote and the way Deng Xiaoping wrote was different.
邓小平死了以后，到现在大学生从大陆出来用的词句又不一样。
And again, the university student today write differently again.
你不能够在这个文化开始革命的时候，文化大革命的初期，发现有国际接轨这种名词。
in the beginning of the Cultural Revolution, some terms cannot be found.
国际接轨就是中国跟国际接上轨道，这种名词是最近这几年才有的。
Some of the typical terms are emerges this new year.
巴拿巴福音绝对不是从起初起。
So the Gospel of Barnabas did not appear from the beginning.
这是明末的，是杜撰出来是假的。
It is a fake gospel.
第二，巴拿巴福音里面的地理名称、形式的了解完全错误。
The understanding of geography and names are all completely wrong.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Simple example for you.
在巴拿巴福音里面这样说。
In this gospel it says.
耶稣就坐船到拿撒勒去。
Jesus took the boat into Nazareth.
拿撒勒在山上啊。
Nazareth is on the mountain.
耶稣怎么坐船到山上去呢？
How can Jesus take a boat to
the mountain? 你说啊， 我们要到香港。 不要坐飞机，我们坐船嘛，香港。
You can go to Hong Kong by boat.
你说不，同样是港，我们坐船到富隆港好了。
Oh, you go to Port Dickson.
富隆港是港，但不是，这个叫什么？你们叫做什么？富隆港是什么？啊
？Fraser Hill.
啊 ，Fraser Hill. Let's go by boat to Fraser Hill. 你说应该是Hill。 这中文怎么翻译说港这个很糊涂，对不对？所以呢，这是不可能的事情。It
is something impossible.
所以巴拿巴福音不是真正神的话。Therefore,
this gospel is not the word of God.
我们的圣经
，Our Bible，
千功万功绝对不破的。It's
a Bible that cannot be defeated.
那是神的启示
，because it's an inspiration.
神的话语。The
word of God.
神是真理，神负责任。God
is truth and He's responsible.
天衣无缝的。
It cannot be broken.
人破坏神的智慧不能得救。
Our understanding cannot destroy God's word.
感谢上,
Thanks be to Him.
现在你明白了吗?
Now you understand.
耶稣基督是不是免死?
Was Jesus escaping death?
那么上帝应允他什么呢?
What did God promise him?
上帝应允与他同在。
God promised to be with him.
上帝应允给他能力。
God promised to give him strength.
上帝应允加力量给他。
God promised to strengthen him.
喝完这个杯,
that he may be able to consume
the cup, 心完上帝的旨意,
and fulfill his
will. 成全救赎的大能,
and do his salvation.
所以圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
耶稣在克西马尼的时候,
in the Garden of Gethsemane,
天使从天上出现,
angels appeared,
加力量给他,
to strengthen Jesus.
引领他前程的祷告的一个记号。
And this is how God answered his prayer.
所以他把父的旨意成全了。
He fulfilled the will of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to him.
我讲到这里,
At this point of time,
只有讲两节,
There are only two verses.
第七、第八节。
7 and 8.
那我今天不要拖时间。
I do not want to delay.
我就很简短几分钟把第九、第十节把它讲完了。
I want to summarize 9 and 10.
他虽然为儿子,
Although he was the son,
还是照样借着苦难,
He learned obedience from what he suffered.
这句话是很宝贵,
this is a precious verse.
我曾经的苏哈多没有下台以前,
Before Suharto fell,
在加加达3000人的聚会大声呼喊,
I preached to 3,000 people in Jakarta.
世上的君王,
the kings of the world,
世界的总统,
the presidents of the world,
不应当太宠爱自己的孩子,
should not spoil their children,
不应当给你们的孩子有特权,
should not give them special privileges.
那么苏哈多, 能够好好管教他的孩子们。
Suharto was strict with his
children. 不要给他特权。
And did not give them special privileges.
耶稣基督一样。
Like Jesus Christ.
基督虽然为儿子,
Although he was a son,
照样有受苦。
He had to suffer.
这样的话呢,
In this manner,
那么印尼就会更好了。
Indonesia would have been a better place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督永远是人类的榜样。
Jesus forever will be example to us.
基督永远是人性的楷模。
He is an example for humanity.
啊, 不能说因为我是父的儿子。
He cannot say because I'm the God the Son.
你怎么可以管我?
How can you take
to 我有特权就特权。
I have special
power. 不能!
No.
基督虽然是上帝的儿子,
Although he was a son,
他还照样学习怎样顺从。
He learned obedience.
你说从什么学习呢?
From what angle?
从苦难学习顺从。
He learned it from suffering.
这是圣经的原则。
This is the principle of the Bible.
受苦的人,
Those who have not suffered,
没有办法得到冠冕,
will not be able to receive the crown.
没有死的经历的人,
without the experience of death,
没有资格谈到复活,
cannot talk about resurrection.
没有被十字架的人,
Those who do not carry the cross,
没有办法得到荣耀,
we cannot have the glory to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天很多教会不能复兴, 为什么呢?
Many churches are not revived.
因为我们不要十字架, 只要冠冕。
Because we do not want the cross, we want the crown.
我们不要受苦, 只要荣耀。
We do not want the suffering, we want the glory.
我们不要死, 只要复活。
We do not want death, we want resurrection.
当我二十几岁的时候,
When I'm in my 20s,
听一个牧师讲道,
I listened to a pastor.
我很受感动,
I was deeply moved.
他说当耶稣再来的时候,
He said when Jesus come again,
排队到他面前的人,
There will be lots of people queuing up. those who are getting rewards.
有的小奖赏，有的大奖赏。
So some will be big, some will be small rewards.
为主受苦流了很多泪的人。
And many people who have suffered a lot for the Lord.
主耶稣要拿起他自己的手巾来。
The Lord Jesus would take up his own handkerchief.
在你面上抹去你的眼泪。
And wipe away your own tears.
哎呀，那个时候你再想想，从前哭得半死，耶稣一摸多么舒服，全部忘记了。
And you can imagine that you will be so comforted by the Lord Jesus.
后来有一个人说，主啊，你擦了他的，你也擦我的。
And someone said, Lord, since you wipe away his tears, wipe mine too.
耶稣说，你脸上一滴泪都没有，要擦什么？
And Jesus said, you don't even have a single tear what's there to wipe away.
你没有为我受过苦。
You have never suffered for me.
你没有为我流过一滴眼泪。
You have never shed a tear for me.
你要我擦什么？
What do you want me to clean?
哎呦，我听了这个道的时候，
When I hear this sermon,
我说主啊，有我见你有没有泪可擦？
I ask myself whether I have tears for you to wipe.
如果没有擦来擦去擦破皮怎么办呢？
If not, I will bruise myself.
所以我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
你要神的安慰吗？
You want comfort from God?
主要问你为他受苦。
The Lord will ask you, have you suffered for him?
你要神的荣耀吗？
You want his glory?
所以问你，你为他受羞辱吗？
Have you been humiliated by him?
你要复活吗？
You want resurrection?
说你没有死，要复活什么？
And Jesus will ask you, never died, why you want resurrection?
你要神的奖赏吗？
You want his reward?
说你的荆棘在哪里？
Jesus asks you, where's your crown of thorns?
有人对耶稣说，
Some people will say,
你再过降临的时候，
When you come again,
我的两个儿子，
My two sons,
一个坐右边，
One should be on your right,
一个坐右边，
One should be on your left.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我受的洗你们能受吗？
Can you fulfill the same baptism?
我喝的苦杯你们能喝？
Can you suffer in the same bitter cup?
为什么你就要求一个在左一个在右？
Why do you ask to be on the left and right?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督虽然是儿子，
Although he was the son,
他也照样的，
In the same manner,
要从苦难，
He had to learn
休息顺从，
Obedience from suffering,
以至于完全，
Until he entered perfection.
你我怎么样？
What about you and I?
愿主帮助我，
May the Lord help us all.
我告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
灵性只有两条总路线，
There are only two pathways to spirituality.
一条路线，
The first one,
自我，
For yourself.
第二，
Secondly,
自由，
Freedom.
第三，
The third one,
自杀，
Suicide.
这是第一个路线， 自我， 自由， 自杀。 大家说， 第二个路线是什么？
The second pathway.
舍己顺从生命，大家说。你若不舍己，你不能跟从我。
If you do not deny yourself, you cannot follow me.
你若不顺从，你不能蒙恩啊。
If you are not obedient, you will not be pleasing to God.
你的顺命胜于献祭。
Because obedience is more important than sacrifice.
你若不死，你不能复活。
If you do not die, you cannot be resurrected.
是我。
You say, Lord.
自我，
self-centeredness，
自由，
freedom，
终极就是自杀，
in the end it's suicide，
舍己，
deny yourself，
顺从，
obedience，
终极就是生命，
in the end it leads to life，
只有这两条路，
there are only these two pathways，
我们的主走的是哪一条路？
What pathway did our Lord take？
如果你听清楚的，
if you listen to me carefully，
我问你，
let me ask you this，
那你走的是哪一条路？
Which pathway would you choose？
愿主帮助，
may the Lord help us all，
愿主的爱感动我，
may his love move us，
愿主的灵光照我，
may his spirit enlighten us，
愿主的能力，
May his power sustain us. Let us pray.